Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Ma'ase Sheni, Daf Nun Vov, in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're in the middle of a sugi over here. Who can do a zikui for somebody else? Who can acquire something on behalf of somebody else? Does it have to be only somebody who's Roi Litoy, that he himself can receive the same thing? Or even Roi Litin, if he can himself take it, but he can give it. So that's good enough to be Zeich for somebody else. So we reach Daf Nun Vov Amud Alef in the end of the fifth line. It says the Gemara, Masniso, our Mishto, here in Ma'aseh Sheni, Pligel Mandohomai, there argues the Mandohomai that says, Haroi Litoil Zocho, only someone who's able to receive is able to Mizak. How do we see that in our Mishto? The Taninon. Taninon means here, because this is a quote from a Gemara in Maseches Peyo. So we're quoting the same thing. This is talking about our Mishto. One of the Meisers mentioned in the Mishnah is that when Gamliel gave Akiva ben Yosef Rabbi Akiva, the Meiser Oni, so he should be Zoyche to that name, and he's giving him the place to be Zoyche. Rabbi Akiva was not an Oni, he was not poor, he was rich. So if so, I can be Zoyche that name. We're talking before Rabbi Akiva became rich when he was still poor. It says, even once he's rich, he was the Gabbai Tzedakah. So he is the one who's acting on behalf of the Oni. He's not just a random person coining it to the Oni. He is the actual Yad of the Oni. He is the Gabbai of the Oni. He's considered to be the one collecting for the Oni. So therefore he can be Zoyche to the Oni. It says, Rishon Levi, he's the one who holds. There needs to be someone who can be zeichet for himself to be mezakeh to others. And what is Rishon Levi? Says the Gemara that Rav on the base. The Rishon Levi Omar bebal habayis osher nichleku, aval habayis oni me'achar shu roi litoil zocha. So Rishon Levi is talking about a mishnah in Maseches Peyo. And then the shaila is: can an owner of a field be mezakeh peyo to another poor person? Says the machleik is in the mishnah. Rav Blazer holds that he is able to zeiche. Chaim said, no, you cannot be mezake to another person. Says Rishon ben Levi, that's only if the Baal Bais is rich. So he can't be mezake to an oni. If the Baal Bais himself is an oni, so he could be mezake to another oni. So you see, if someone can be zeiche to himself, he could be mezake to somebody else. So this rule works with Rabbi Rishon ben Levi's explanation of the Mishnah. Halacha is zok de Mishnah. We're talking now about the beer. We learned to be before Pesach, right before Pesach, president needs to go and get rid of all the matonos, trumos, and meisters he's supposed to give. Says the Mishnah, "B'mincha b'yom tov hayu misvadim." In mincha of yom tov they did a vidui, and there is a girsa that says b'yom tov achrin, which we'll get to in the Gemara. The last yom tov on Pesach after they did the beer, they came and had in mincha vidui. What's the vidui? So we're quoting the psukim in Chumash that brings the lashon of the vidui. B'artia kodesh b'nabayis. We're referring to the ma'aseh sheni even at the revai. They're called kodesh. Ma'aseh sheni and at the revai got rid of. Nasativ lelevi. What is that? It's a ma'aseh levi. Whatever you give to a levi. V'gam nosativ. And I also gave. What is that referring to? It's a truma v'truas ma'aser that it refers to what you give to the kohen. Lager layosoyim v'almono. What you give to the poor people, the ma'aser oni, halek at the shicha v'apeh, and also all the matas sanim, which is halek where it falls when a person harvests, a shicha what he forgets, apeh at the corner of the field. You don't need to give this in order to do vidui. Because even if a person does not have a field, and he doesn't do leket shicha v'apeh, he still could do the vidui. So it's not necessary, but you still mention it. Now, what's the words mina bayis? Zuchal. You take away whatever you obligate in the house. Which item you obligate in the house as chalo that a person prepares the dough in the house. Kedidus the Mishnah, kechol mitzvasech hashet zivisoni, that I follow the mitzvahs that you gave me, says we say in the vidui, ha'im igdim ma'isa sheni l'rishon, someone did not do an order, and he gave ma'isa sheni before ma'isa rishon, in other words, did not do the order the Torah says to do, ein no yochol isvatis, he can't do a vidui, because the vidui says, I did exactly as I was instructed. What does it mean? I did not transgress the mitzvah. I didn't do a frasha from a min on something which is not as min. And the Mishnah brings an example. Lo yimin atol shalem mechuber. Not from things are disconnected from the ground and things are connected to the ground. And now for things that are connected to the ground, something not connected to the ground, it's considered to be two different meanings. You can't do a frosha for one and another. Another din had to do it for the new tvua on the old tvua on the new tvua. You want to do it from the same tvua. Because you have a pasuk, every shana should do its own tvua. Says it, continues the Mishnah. I didn't forget to do bracha to be masked the shame to say the bracha. Point to Reb Chaim. That's only midir rabbanon. It's a smachta be'alma because bracha is midir rabbanon, not midir raisa. Continues the Mishnah lechalti be'oinim b'meno. That's part of the vidui. I did not eat it as an oinim. Ha'im ochol be'anino ein ochol izvados. A person did even by mistake eat the maestress sheni be'aninus when he's oinim, so he can't do a vidui. Continues the Mishnah from Zayin Amud Aleph. V'loy bi'arti minu b'tome. I did not eat from it when I was tome. Ha'i mifrishu b'tumo einu yachol isfados. If you did do b'tumo, even did the afrosh b'tumo, you can't do vidui. V'loy nesati minu l'meis. I did not give it to a meis. What does it mean? L'kachti minu oron v'tachrichim l'meis. I did not buy with it. Tzorche ames, the coffin and the clothing of the meis. I didn't do it. Reb Chaim points out, even you can't do it even for a chai. You can't use my sesheni for to give my clothes for a chai. But here we're adding an additional iser by a mace. What does it mean also? Not only dafka mace, but anybody who is mourning is an oininus of a mace. Also, I did not give him from this mace sheni. What does it mean? I listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I brought it to Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? Samachti v'simachti. Boy, I was happy. I enjoyed it. Enjoyed it myself, and I made other people to. I give other people to enjoy it too. Meaning, I gave it to the Levi, to the Ger, as the mitzvah is. That's all part of the mitzvahs that I have in my Sasheni, all including the vidui that was fulfilled. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Nun Vov.